very menacing music. Puts us certainly in the mood. J.A. Jantz is the New York Times bestselling author of the J.P. Beaumont series, the Joanna Bradley series, the Allie Reynolds series, and five interrelated thrillers about the Walker family, as well as a volume of poetry. Her latest novel, Downfall, is the latest installment in the Sheriff Joanna Brady series, and Joanna has a lot on her plate. Pregnant and gearing up for a re-election bid, she is managing multiple cases, plus trying to be a wife and a mother to her college-bound daughter and rambunctious five-year-old son. But when a personal tragedy forces her to the sideline, she's torn between the duty to her family and to the people she's sworn to serve and protect. Again, the name of the new book is Downfall, and it's a great pleasure to welcome J.A. Jantz to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
I'm happy to be here. Good morning.
Well, good morning. I think this is the first time you've been on the program. It's very nice to have you on the show. I've wanted to talk to you for a long time, so it's very nice to have you here.
Well, I'm delighted to be here.
So let us talk about the new book and how it came about. How did Downfall come to be? And as I just mentioned in the introduction, Joanna is dealing with a lot of stuff.
Well, if you've ever been to a wine tasting, you know that wine tastings, they give you a little sip of various kinds of wine.
Yeah.
In hopes that you'll buy a bottle or a case.
Sometimes they even expect you to spit it out, but we don't do that.
Novellas are the same kind of tool in literary fashion. And in a novella called Random Acts, which came out a month and a half ago, Joanna Brady's mother and stepfather, Eleanor and George Winfield, perish in a random act of violence when they're taken out by a freeway shooter, a sniper. And so Joanna starts Downfall a couple of days later, dealing with planning the funerals of her mother and stepfather, and also dealing with the grief over their death, but something else. She and her mother have always had a contentious relationship.
All right.
In the course of 17 books, as Joanna has grown up, she's come to understand her mother far better than she did in the first books. And she expects that eventually they'll be able to resolve their issues. The problem is, in Random Acts, she runs out of time. Excuse me. So not only is she grieving for their deaths, she's also grieving for the relationship with her mother that was never fully resolved.
Do you enjoy, in the writing of these novels, having these characters who are so fully formed that you've written about for so long and that you know so much about that... Oh, hi. What's the dog's name?
Those are my two long-haired miniature dachshunds. There's probably a passing lizard in the yard, and they are about to be consigned to the house. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. A passing lizard in the yard. I hate when that happens. Well, you're in Arizona, right? So that makes sense.
I'm in Arizona, sitting out on the patio.
Oh.
And the dogs were very quiet, and I couldn't understand why JoJo hadn't been out bothering me. And she had gotten herself locked in the garage last night. So there were a few scary minutes between interviews when JoJo was among the missing. So now, yes, it's a pain in the neck to have her barking, but I'm very happy to have her barking.
Absolutely. She's back and all well. The question I was asking...
So
when
you asked...
Yeah, when you... When you have,
the,
go ahead. Answer whatever question you think I asked.
Do I enjoy having these characters come to life?
And yes.
It's been interesting that I've been receiving... what amount to be condolence letters from, I'm sorry, Bella, you must go inside, from people who are grieving the death of Eleanor and George. And it's as though they're grieving real live people. And it's remarkable, and I consider it high praise that I've created characters that have obviously come to be more than just words on paper for my readers.
Yeah. Do you save certain things for certain series? I mentioned in the introduction, you have several series before you. So are there things and issues and character flaws and strengths that you reserve for certain series and certain characters that you think will work better maybe here than it will there?
No, whenever I write a book, I'm all in with that character. I'm not shopping for plots for other characters at the time I'm writing about someone else. When I was growing up, our mother was one of those mothers where you had to eat a little bit of everything and everything on your plate. And if you didn't eat everything on your plate, you didn't get dessert. So I'm that kind of an author, too. I'm not allowed to think about the next character until I clean up my plate with the character I'm currently working on.
But you're an adult now, right? You can have a cookie when you want a cookie.
Yes. Life is uncertain. Eat dessert first.
So when you think, then does that then dictate? So when you finish with this book, of what will be next? Of what? Oh, okay. Or do you have a pattern now of how you're going to do each series?
What I'm working on right now is the next Ellie Reynolds book. The books I write for Simon and Schuster, the Joannas, the Beaumonts, the Joannas, the Bradys. I'm sorry, I said that twice. The Joanna Bradys, the Beaumonts, and the Walkers are all with HarperCollins.
Yeah.
And so the book I'm finishing for Simon and Schuster right now is the next Ellie Reynolds book, and it's called Man Overboard.
So you have different series, you have different publishers. It gets all very complicated.
I have different series, I have different publishers. I am 72 years old, and I am fully employed.
and that's what you wanted, right? Was this the dream when you started? Was this what you wanted? You have this empire.
That is exactly what I wanted. I write two books a year. I do two book tours a year. I'm a mother, a grandmother, a wife, and a dog owner. And I'm very happy.
Yeah. What do you enjoy about the process of going out and talking about the books, meeting readers, and having that discussion about these characters? These characters, like this character, Sheriff Brady.
Well, what's magic to me about being on tour is having the opportunity to find out how my books impact other people. For instance, I heard from a man who said, he read, the whole time he was reading Random Acts, that little 20,000-word novella, he said, I had tears running down my face because he was estranged from his father, and he always imagined that someday he and his father would resolve their issues, and they did not. And I'm hoping that now that he's gone on to read Downfall, he'll see how Joanna Brady came to be at peace with her issues will give him a way to find some peace with his issues. But those things happen when I'm out in public talking to people or corresponding with them by email. That isn't something that happens when it's just me and my fingers on the keyboard and the screen in front of me writing a book.
Yeah. When you started this, was it always to be a writer? Were you always a writer, or were you coming from another profession?
Well, I always wanted to be a writer, but from the second grade on, as soon as I read The Wizard of Oz, I didn't care about the wizard hiding behind that curtain. I cared about Frank Baum hiding behind the words. Mm. And from second grade on, I wanted to be a writer. I grew up, I attended the University of Arizona. I signed up to be an English major. As a junior, I tried to get into the creative writing course, and the professor said, "You're a girl." And I said, "So?" He said, "Girls become teachers or nurses, boys become writers," and he wouldn't let me into his class. So I became a teacher, and then I became a librarian, and then I spent 10 years selling life insurance. And finally, when I was 40 years old, I said, you know, it's time for me to start living my dream. So while I was still selling life insurance, I was a single parent, two little kids, no child support. I woke up every morning at 4 o'clock, and I wrote from 4 o'clock to 7 when I got the kids up and dressed to go to school and got me dressed to go do my day job. If you read the first Walker family book, Hour of the Hunter, you will discover that the crazed killer turns out to be a former professor of creative writing from the University of Arizona.
Kill him off. So,
do not make writers mad.
That's right. So is that how J.A. Jantz came to be, that you wanted there to be some question as to whether this was written by a man or a woman?
That was not me. That was my first publishing house's marketing unit. The Beaumont book, the first book I wrote was Until Proven Guilty. It's a first-person story told through the eyes of a middle-aged male homicide cop. And when the marketing department got a hold of it, they said, whoa, male readers are not going to accept that a police procedural can be written by somebody named Judy. We want to use your initials. So Judith Ann morphed into J.A. Well, believe me, 30-plus years down the road, I can tell you that autographing books J.A. is a lot easier than autographing books Judith Ann.
Sure.
But the irony is, for the past 30-plus years, my next-door neighbor on the bookshelves in both bookstores and in libraries has been P.D. James, a woman who had to use her initials for the same reason a generation and a half before I did.
Says a lot. Well, the new novel of suspense, a Brady novel of suspense, is Downfall. It is published by William Morrow. J.A. Jantz, thank you very much for being with us this morning. Very nice to have you here.
Thank you. It's been wonderful being here.
Thank you. Give our best to the dogs as well. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.